I'm the diva. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, cowling. Front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, I'm the front line. Friday,
I got the diva.
Ebony,
I got the diva.
Ebony,
I got the diva.
Ebony,
I got the diva.
Friday,
you're an artist. Business, artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday.
No doors in my mansion.
Walk right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pour the table closer. Here, rest your feet. Welcome to our home. You want something to drink? Water, sure, we got it filtered, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass. I'll show I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice. We lyrics this nice. We built this from the ground up. No doors, only archways. The sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Dusty turns on the mic. You gon' wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, wash claws and some tiles. And on your tour, fresh lyrics, view
about a bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the hottest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Tilden Dexter.
Yeah. I'm here for the fix, cause hip-hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are loking. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight to hell's archway, astounding heartly. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeple, so we soar like eagles. Winging it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down the well balanced on the seesaw. True hip hop in the day, that's what we saw. Rocking the beats raw, breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore, finally it's time for. Minds to shine for, sun's blind like Levelord. Build a shrine for the artists that came before and pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins, hit no blunts, hit no Heineken. It's all good, we'll just try again. In your lyrics, you stars but. Got me sleeping off your cafe, lounging in your archway. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Okay. My convo is like a $1 million condo. Half house with bunnies all around. My mistake for upper left house. Will most never make it past the foyer. Unlike Pastor Troy, you're not ready. Raps is past the point of boiler. The science that drops nuclear fission. Adjust your vision and adjust accordingly for a never ending kitchen. I was born in the fire. Now I'm searching for the frying pan. Cause even Tony Stark was an alcoholic Iron Man. Translation, even heroes gotta try to fly. Storm somewhere over treetops when I rock a ride. Babies when the wind blows. And when it all falls down like yay. I rebuild the walls in my temple, transparent like windows. Master architect, parabola, parameters. Calculated artist, fresh worth every last quarter in the arcade. So make a mental note of this phrase for when we part ways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archway.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archway.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archway.
One more again.
Only archway.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archway.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archway. Only archway. Only archway.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind. Grind.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tune in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
We'll be right back.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Lawrence King?
There you go, you back.
Welcome to Frontline Friday, King. What's going on?
Not much. I'm happy to be here.
That's what's up.
Still on the line?
Huh?
So the rest of my crew on the line?
We got to find them. And I'm so glad everybody is calling in and tuning in. David and Tilden, y'all got to text me and tell me the number that you're calling from, because it's like 100 people on the line now, and I cannot find you. So, LK, you're going to have to hold Sunset Terrace music down because you called in 5 minutes before the show started. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll put you on blast real fast and play with Diva. For all those who haven't heard Sunset Terrace music and what you guys are all about, just give them a briefing of you and what type of music do you guys deliver?
Basically, we try to deliver just keep it simple, just good hip-hop music and whatnot, kind of like that vintage hip-hop, the hip-hop you, like, grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's kind of like what we're trying to bring back to the people, that the hip-hop that we all fell in love with.
That's definitely what's up. We definitely need that. And, you know, when hip-hop started off, it was all about the cultures. But, you know, from reading the bio, you guys are influenced by some hip-hop legends in the game. Tell us about that.
Hey, can I stop you for 1 minute? Because I'm getting, like, checks of support from J. Biggs and Tilden. Hold on 1 second.
We need to know the numbers that they're calling from.
Yeah, I'm about to give it to you right now. Hold up.
You can just give me the area code and the first 3 numbers, because, you know, we don't want nobody blowing their phone out.
Alright. Jay's calling from 240-605.
Alright.
Let me see if I can see you tilting real quick. Hold up.
Yo!
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, dang. Oh my goodness, man. My phone is broke. So unfortunately, Ebony B, I cannot text you. So I'm on my business line right now. But
that's,
I'm glad
what
to
it
be
is
here nonetheless, though.
That's
God
what,
bless me with 2 phones for little moments like these.
Hey, Ebony B.
Yeah.
Hey, let me give you Tilden's number real quick. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 240-676.
Let's make this complete, Tilden. You in the building?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Party time.
Am I clear?
Hear you loud and clear.
All right, cool. All right.
So now that we got all the 3 kings in the building, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sunset Terrace Music. Y'all make sure y'all follow them again on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@Sunset Terrace Music. And you can jump in the chat room right now, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and get all the Twitter information. We were talking about who you guys are influenced by, and like LK said, Lawrence King said, you know, we're trying to bring back that hip-hop music that you brought up, that you were brought up on, and the culture. So I wanted to know, you know, who were some of the people that you guys were influenced by growing up, and I'll start with you, LK.
I was definitely, like heavily influenced by A Tribe Called Quest. Back in the day, it was like one of my favorite groups. That whole like Native Tongue clique. I mean, I was heavily influenced by them back in the day. And definitely also too, I had to give a shout out to Boogie Dan Productions, KRS-One, and their whole clique. I was like heavily influenced by too, coming up.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's throw it over to Tony. You jump on in this jumbo. Y'all got a gumbo going on. I'm definitely feeling the music. I'm definitely feeling the presentation. I got a chance to listen to this one of Sunset Terrace, the Sunrise double album here. I got a chance to listen to this one, and one of the songs that stuck out to me was Heal the World, and the other one is You Blocked Out. But I can, it was a great listen to. You can listen to this whole album. So tell me, you go ahead and chime in and, you know, let us know who you were influenced by coming up as far as with your music.
Yeah, I was influenced by, I know Lawrence just mentioned KRS One. That's one of the one of my favorite all time artists. Mainly because of, you know, he was spitting different stuff. You know, he was spitting more conscious, more consciousness. Whereas, you know, you had other groups, which I would never knock, but you had, you know, you had those other guys spitting the gangster stuff, and I kind of got tired of that, right? So I kind of, you know, drew towards him. I drew towards guys like Talib Kweli, Mos Def. Mm-hmm. You know, I love those guys. Common, all my old, another one of my all-time favorites. Those are the guys that influenced me.
That's definitely what's up. J.B., she saved the best for last. Not least, baby. You know, of course, we had you on a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, and we were showcasing your music as well. J.B., my question to you is, how did you guys come together, and who ideal was it to come together to form this group, and with so many different styles, was it easy to make these albums that, and the music that you guys make with so much creativity? So how did you guys, who idea was it to form a group, and was it easy to make the album with so many ideas?
I think, you know, like, well, basically the good story, the nice bedtime story version of it, you know what I'm saying, is that, I came across, see, Tilden and LK, they knew each other, you know, from years and years of working together, you know, in the DMV area. You know, they was in prior to Sunset Terrace, you know, they was in another group, a super group of MCs called Wicked City. And I think when I got introduced to LK, you know, it was like a chance meeting. I had, you know, I was working a job with LK's cousin named Kevin. And he is like, you know, LK, you know, got his own thing started up, you know, since I was just breaking in and doing music, you know, I was a little young up and coming dude. He was like, you know, go holler at him. And I went and checked him out at the show, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he kind of like took me under his wing, and the rest is history, you know?
Hey, Abby, let me just say, too, back in the day when my cousin first told me about Jay, I was like, all right, cool, and whatnot. Tony, give me a call. But my cousin, he's telling about a lot of guys and stuff that rap and stuff that he think that I might be able to do something with or hook up with. So when Jay first called, I talked to him and stuff, but I didn't really think nothing was going to come of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the simple fact that I talked to a lot of guys like that before, but one thing I could say about Jay was that Jay was like mad persistent, and he kept the contact with me, and he came through, and we did a song together. I think that first song we did was
Fact of Life. Yeah, Fact of Life off of the first disc, Prelude.
Yeah, because one of this other producer I know by the name of Q Hill, he came through and bought some beats, and Jay just happened to be up over there, and so we listened to some tracks, and we decided to collab on that one track. And
mm-hmm.
So it was like once I heard Jay rap and saw the talent in him, and I saw his work ethic and whatnot, and I was like, he's definitely somebody that I definitely wanted to work with. And me and Tilton go like way, 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 way back. So,
We go way back to elementary school. I'm thinking like, you know, second and third grade, and you know, around middle school, going to high school, we started, you know, collaborating on some tracks and you know, working on some music and stuff like that, and with a couple other guys as well. And then we formed, eventually we formed a group called Wicked City, And then, you know, we did as much as we could with that, and then we sort of, you know, went on in our own direction. And then it, one thing led to another, and we met up with Jay Big.
Well, you guys came together and made some classic music. It's just an honor, and it's a pleasure to be able to listen to a track. And then no matter where I'm at, I can listen to you guys' music. So first, we got to thank you, you know, you guys, for keeping it to the essence and respecting the culture, where, you know, back in the day where music was made, where you can play it wherever you go, you know, Arrested Development, people like that, you was able to just listen to this type of music. It really didn't matter where you was at. You didn't have to worry about something coming out and, you know, your kids or your grandmom or somebody be like, well, you got to cut that off. But it's just a pleasure to be able to listen to the album and to be able to network with you guys. It's okay, you're so important. You're very right when you say is the following up is staying in contact with people. That's so important. Staying in contact and following up is the most important thing with any business. I want to get into this track right here, Tooth Decay. J-Big, tell me about Tooth Decay, because when I first heard it, I was like, what? Going on, because I was playing on a loudspeaker, so it kind of scared me to hear this person. tell me about Tooth Decay. We're going to get right into it.
Oh, man, Tooth Decay was actually, it was a concept that I believe Tilden came up with that. You know, he came up with it, and, you know, he just wanted to, like, you know, kind of just take, you know, the names of, like, you know, candy and whatnot and slip it in, like, metaphors and make a song out of it, you know, and try to use it to kind of, you know, kind of describe the fact that, you know, this is how, you know, how tasty our lyrics are, tasty our music is, you know, how appealing it is. It's like candy to you, you know what I mean? So, I mean, when he gave me the idea, and they, you know, LK made the beat, of course. When he gave me the beat, Tilden had the idea, I just, like, ran with it, you know. And I was like, you know, at the time, I was like, you know, let me try something different. You know, I know, like, a lot of cats was, you know, doing that auto-tune thing, and that thing popped off, and people was trying to sing, and they ain't had no business doing it, you know what I'm saying? So I took it and just, you know, I was like, let me take this auto-tune thing and just kind of, like, you know, rap on it, you know what I mean, and kind of just use it as, like, an instrument, like it's the way it's meant to be, you know, use it as an instrument instead of using it as something trendy and trying to sing through it and whatnot. And that's one thing about, like, working with Tilden and LK, you know what I mean? Like, they're creative people, you know what I mean? So they give me the platform, you know, working with them to just be able to just branch off and do these different things and whatnot, you know, and try the different things with the music the way it's supposed to be, you know, be creative as possible.
That's definitely I got a challenge. Go ahead, Tilden, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, I'm a big candy fanatic, you know, to the detriment, of course, of my health. But, I was in the studio one day. We were working on the Craven. Well, actually, this was on the Sunrise CD. I was like, man, I'm hungry. I want some candy or something. You know what I'm saying? So I was sort of, and I was pulling it in my pocket, and I found some candy in there, some old stuff. So I don't know what it was, but anyway. And then I was thinking, okay, I like this beat, and I think we can rap about some candy or something like that. Because I was trying to come up with an idea for the track, to be honest with you. The track was fat, you know. So I was like, okay, let me just jot down some notes. And the next thing you know, we sort of started laying down some verses and playing around with it. And then King came up with something, and then, you know, next thing you know, J.B. came up with something, and there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I can say something real quick. Shout out to, you know, Nas and Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Because they influenced me to do what I do. Nas and Wu-Tang, Ghostface. I'm sitting out in Queens, New York right now. So, you know, I got the element around me. Nas is like right up the street, you know, Queensbridge right up the street. So shout out to Nas and, you know, Wu-Tang and you know, everybody that, all the New York MCs that kind of started this whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Steve, you still there?
Probably some technical difficulties, man.
I think it's just us, dog.
Y'all, confident with a rapping song. one who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, you're heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? My lifestyle perception, it made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool or ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime, with this, an immaculate version of me and my bitch, my Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey, yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind. Grind.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. It's front line Friday. Y'all front line Friday. It's front line Friday.
Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business, artist about to show business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too, we got you, can't knock it, interviews the topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, 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 we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday.
It's front line Friday.
Welcome to
front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Young L. District.
We're breaking dawn. Make sure y'all check out L. DeBars Jr. at www.twitter.com. L. DeBars Jr. We just played that hot track, Tooth Decay, and Diva Ebony B challenged the listeners, everybody, to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I want to know how many candies that name they named in that song. So if you got the answer, call me up or jump in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com. And we also played that hot track right off of there by Nas and Amy Winehouse called Cherry Wine. I'm definitely feeling that. Kings, welcome back, man. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some love, all right?
Cool.
Let's see where we at. 773, Shotown is in the building. 773, tonight, what's going on, baby?
What's good, how are you?
I am fine. You already know it's Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. We got Sunset Terrace Music live in the building. We got LK Tilden, and of course, you know Jay Biggs is live in the building. Say what's up to the Kings.
What's good? Good evening, gentlemen. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing wonderful.
Good. You know, I had to tune in. Much love to Diva Ebony B and Diva Spot Radio.
Ow. What did you think about the track Tooth Decay? You were on the line at the top of the hour at the show when we played Archways. So I wanted to get your feedback. You do a lot of promotion over there in Chicago. You listen to a lot of music with artists, and you do your thing with Deny Designs for You as well. So I wanted to get your feedback on Archways and also on Tooth Decay.
I absolutely love Jay Biggs' music, and so I knew whatever he was attached to was going to be phenomenal. And so it's not surprising that he definitely did not disappoint. So much love to Jay Biggs, and that's why you guys are incredible.
Now, what's up? I love you too, baby.
I love you too, girl.
I love everybody, man. I love all y'all. I love all y'all queens. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And if I don't, you know, if I'm on it, then it's going to be good, you know. And so Sunset Terrace, you know, them the big brothers. So, you know, I'm the baby brother. So, you know what I mean? You know, they I learned from the best.
Like, I have not heard music like this in a long time. And I've also never heard music like this before. So it was so refreshing to just hear it. Y'all get one of these Sunset Terrace music. Yeah, absolutely. What upcoming project? What's next? Because we know that, guys, Jay Biggs. Sorry, Jay Biggs. I'm about to call you something else. Tell us where to go on iTunes to go ahead and purchase and support Sunset Terrace music.
Go ahead, you know, on iTunes, go on iTunes, search Sunset, like the word Sunset, and then T-E-R-R, which is short for the Terrace part. So Sunset, T-E-R-R. The old album, not the old album, the first album we ever did, which was called A Prelude to Sunset Terrace, that's going to come up. You know what I mean? The new album, Archways, will come up. The single, Summer in the Ghetto, is that's a hot man. That joint is, I love that record. You know, Summer in the Ghetto is on there, the single. Tooth Decay, you know, the Sunrise album will come up, basically. It's two is double disc, you know what I mean? 29 tracks deep. You know, we living in them days and times where people don't put out, you know, they give you 14 tracks on the joint and then ask you to pay $20 for it. We kind of giving you a lot of good music for your bang for your buck, so to speak. So Sunrise is the album. Go to iTunes, search Sunset T-E-R-R. It's on Amazon. You can search Sunset T-E-R-R under music. Go to YouTube and search the word Nightbreed, N-I-G-H-T-B-R-E-E-D-E-N-T. It's one word. And all the videos that we've ever done in life will pop up. And that's where the videos are. You know, we pretty much self-made. I mean, we do all the music, do the videos. You know what I mean? And Nightbreed Entertainment is the label, so that's where you find it.
Children, tell us about Dynamite. Tell us about this song.
Dynamite? Hey, King, I'll refer to you on that one, how that one got started.
Bro, Dynamite first got started off the sample that I've gotten, which is the lead into the song. And it's been, I don't know where I got this sample from, but it just came to me. I was just like searching around the internet trying to find some different samples, and I found this sample, and it just sounds so crazy and so ill to me. I said, I gotta take this sample and make it into a song. So I hit Tilton up, I hit Jay Biggs up, this track, after the track, they wrote phenomenal verses for it, and we just put it together like that. Shot a music video for it. Definitely go on YouTube and check it out.
Well, you're gonna hear it live right here on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're going to get into this hot track right here, and then we're going into that hot mess news. Let's go.
It's a special night. Jimmy Walker.
I bring my drama like Unabomber take bow. Can't she I no be irate talk style. Move like Miles as I flex style. Move the crowd, flipping files, saving tech files. And out, buck wild, sweat no one exiled. This world foul, twisted grill, screwed up mad cow. Defining that symmetry in T-Dex the vocals. Banging in the industry while layman's low at post style. And who's that? Move like liquid plasma. 16 bars, 8 stanzas, divide the lecture. Rude repertoire from here to Madagascar. Flow so high, it'll take the chill out of Alaska. So who's the next cha-cha contestant major? Brigadier General Lieutenant Officer. Lining up my fleet, dying to test ya. Tightening up the streets, rhyming the texture. 15 bars, layman's terms, rhyming scripture. Sick like stars, 15 germs, so who's the next ya? Savor the flavor is still canister. Damaging ya like they lose the damage ya. Danger, fool, steel, metal rapper. Hardcore to Christian Christ, still my savior. Three boys on the climb as night breeze, a flow freakers. Remind you of the good times like JJ, cause
better
we are.
Better label me dangerous. Better get down with us. About to get hazardous. Better label me dangerous. Better get down with us. About to get hazardous. Yeah. I got the flavor seal, though.
dog, so my lyrics stay fresh. The images in your mind like a lyrical paintbrush. I don't drink much, never blaze the Dutch. What people say about me never faze me much. Talking cheap like Omar, I'm in too deep. You cats pour me, got me falling fast asleep. Talking all that show, throwing in the trash heap. Got cats for all clones, like Dolly the Sheep. I bring it original, with me the like any other. Your bammers bring the parquet, I bring the butter. I don't push a Benz with platinum or make millions. No video will still get you hyped like Williams. On a mission to Mars, spitting 16 bars. As a kid, I was told to shoot for the stars. Cats break a piggy bank, taking money out of jars. Cause they want to hear me flow, they tired of amateurs.
So medals, my voice glycerin, my tongue is a flame. Whether it's my bun or the game, I'm destined to hit consecutive hits. It's just words from the skinny author. They call the kid dynamite like I'm Jimmy Walker. I'm just a penny thorter. Punchlines got so many thorter that on a penny off one, I make plenty off them, like a milli off them. Meanwhile, y'all get deals to imitate the Milli Vanilli offers. LOL, you guys be fake. What cake? S-O-D, I-D-K, B-L-D, B-L-D. The bankroll had me R-O-F-L-M-A-O. The G-2-G, see me fly well and see you get your weight up. C-C-Y-L.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio. The new station of Washington.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com, where we put the power of the industry in the independent hands. Nobody's doing it like us. And if you're looking for that proper promo where your phone go die because we're tweeting you so much, all you got to do is hit me up, Diva Ebony B, 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or go to www.cnowradio.blogspot.com. We back. We just listened to Dynamite. Sunset Terrace Music is live in the building. LK Tilden, Jay Biggs is live up in here. Call us up, 9850-347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. That happens when you read and talk at the same time because I'm a multitask diva. That's what I say. I'm so feeling that track right there. The lyrical content, ding. The beat, ding. The delivery, ding. It's just a hot track, so I'm feeling it. I want your feedback. If you're on the line right now, press the one button. Big shout out to the 214, the 702, the 903, the 240, the 773, the 301, the 973, the 908, and the 313. We appreciate y'all tuning in live right here on Frontline Fridays, where we interview, showcase, and promote nothing but the hot in and out of the industry. That just sounds good every time I say it. I love my career, man. For all those who love their career, put a big in the end. That's what it's all about. Love your life, man. Love your life. Now that we got that out the way, I need to get into this hot mess news. Oh my God. This is ridiculous. I have to find. Big shout out to F. Kylie. He coming with my drop for Hot Mess News. But here it is. Hot Mess News, new reality show, Real Mistress of Atlanta. This has been completely taken too far. So while on YouTube, I stumbled upon this Hot Mess News, the Real Mistress of Atlanta reality show trailer produced by Miss Hits White, a.k.a. Toya Carter's wife, white hubby. This show features Sarah Oliver, a white video vixen, Milan Mitchell, a stripper. I think Drake gave a shout out to her. Rose Devon, a model, MJ, a rapper, and Brandon. These cast members share stories of how they get down, get paid, and use what they got to get it. I'm sure this show will get views, but they are looking for what is pure entertainment, complete foolishness, and just downright hot-ass mess. Looking at the trailer, I was shocked at the comments that came out of the mouths of these women. Check out the trailer. And all you got to do is go to YouTube and put in Real Mistress of Atlanta. But here's the thing. These chicks are on camera talking about how they the side chick and how if you would do what you need to do, then your man wouldn't be with me. So I don't want a man. I'm a video vixen. I'm a hoe at the end of the day, and I'm a mistress. And here's our reality show over here in Atlanta to tell you and to get on TV and say, hey, this is how I dress. This is how I get down. I'm smashing and doing whatever I need to do to get my bills paid, to get my little Lex, my Hummer, and to be able to cash out. And here's even more hot mess. You got husbands on there with the face blurred out, and they giving confessions, how they love their mistresses, and then you got football players, basketball players. Like, seeing this as a woman, it kind of put a damp on marriage for me because it sucks. And I'm going to tell y'all something. A diva Mary or diva Ebony B or Ebony B or whatever y'all want to call me, find out that my husband has a mistress, it is going down. Wow. I'm talking about all the way down. It's some hot mess news, and it's sad that these women and the men have gave these women a palette to have their own show to talk about how their husbands. Oh, and it was a man on there. Let's not forget the man, the hey girl. He said if a woman who has a vagina ain't made $1 million now, she's a stupid broad. He has slept with athletes, basketball players, actors. He's won the industry. This is freaking crazy. But that is Diva Ebony B. Hot Mess News right there. I definitely want to get your feedback on that. I can't. You know what? I was going to say I can't believe that there's actually a show. But then I look at Love and Hip Hop and Flavor Flav and all these other shows, and then I look at Atlanta. Atlanta will put anything on TV. Shame on you, Atlanta. Shame. Shame. Let's go to the Kings and see what they think about this whole Real Mistress of Atlanta thing. Okay, I'm going to start with you, King. You need some music for this one.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow, that sounds crazy. It's like nowadays they're just trying to one-up each other, see who can come up with the most craziestness, rashness,
ratchet,
like gentleness show they can make. But it's crazy because people are eating it up too at the same time. But also you got to think just what it does to the young people that's watching it and what type of message it puts out to them. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
I definitely agree with that. So, then what you think about this hot mess news, the real mistress, four lists.
I want to call them the real hoes of Atlanta. That's what I really want to say. That's what I really want to say. But, you know, we may have some young here tuning in, so I'm going to call them the real ratchets of Atlanta. What do you think about them having a palate in the show to talk about how they messing with other women's men and how they banking and making money? And these chicks are sitting large, too.
Hey, I'm sorry. That whole section broke up on my phone, so I'm going to have to defer to someone else on that one. Jay Biggs, maybe, because I didn't actually hear it.
Okay.
Word.
Jay.
What up? Hey, you see, I'm gonna say three things. One, you know what I'm saying? I got family down in Atlanta. You know what I mean? And so I be down in Atlanta, you know, on occasion. I be down there, you know, seeing my family and everything. And I mean, honestly, I mean, it's a circus down there. And the reason why they put it on TV is because it's so amazing to other people. You know what I mean? That don't get to see that type of thing every day. And unfortunately, it draws ratings. It makes money because, you know, a lot of people, I speak for, you know, where I'm from, the DMV. A lot of the fellas in that area don't get out of that area too much. You feel me? So they don't see that on a regular basis. And it's crazy to them because, you know, that's everyday life for Atlanta, but it's crazy to them, like, somebody could live like that. Point number two, you know what I'm saying? I want to throw back to Sunset Terrace in a way. The beautiful thing I feel like about Sunset Terrace is, like, when you look at us, you know what I mean? The music is great, but when you start to break the image down, you're talking about three married men, you know what I'm saying? Three married men with children, with families. And they talking about, you know, righteous, you know, living right, you know, living right, living righteous, trying to put something on your mind, you know, good material, good, you know, smart, intelligent, you know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, the day that they put a group like us on the map and use us as a role model for all these people instead of these little hoes of Atlanta shows and all that, I feel like, you know, the world would be a better place than that, and that's in that day and time. And then point number three is just, you know, look at what the people that feed into it, that watch those types of things. You know what I mean? If there was no market for it, they wouldn't make it. So we gotta, as people, we gotta do better, you know?
I mean, it's just a slap in the face in reality, and when I watch that, I'm like, wow. I mean, all men are not like that. All husbands don't do that. But I'm just feeling some type of way that there's a lane for it. Of course, we know there's lots of evils out here in this world and lots of evil people and mess going on. But it's ridiculous. Like, and these women are boosting. Talking about, I was with such and such husband and I'm doing this. What about if a chick coming, what's her name? Amy Fisher, ain't she the one that shot old girl in the head? What's her name?
For sure. I think Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher. Yeah. She was in love with that man.
Her, yeah.
And shot his wife in the head. And praise God that the woman lived. But y'all got to really think about this afterwards because love will make you do some crazy things. Denai, I'm going to throw it over to you, Queen, because I know you got some feedback on this hot mess. Mess. I feel like
starting a
boycott against them because I'm such a powerful queen. I might do it.
So, I love how we think of the same thing. What station is deciding to play this mess?
Kids.
I don't know what station we're supposed to be on. Because I think a boycott is an order I'm done. I saw that, I was like, no. They did. They wouldn't. They can't be this person. I'm done. This is over the line, over the top. I mean, yes, America got issues, but this is absolutely no reason that people that are breaking up marriages should have a platform to do so and show how they do it. And it's all about them. They get this one's attention and this one's fame because they're going to get paid off of this mess if we watch.
They're definitely going to get paid off of it. That is some hot mess news. All my
mature queens and all my young princesses and queens, this is not, I repeat, this is not the move right here.
No.
This is outright disrespectful of your temple. That body does not belong to you. It belongs to God. You need to know that you are not your own. You ought to respect your temple. You don't just go out and just let any man and use your body as a tool like that. Like, that's ridiculous. How could somebody have to be
a married man?
A married man, a straight man, a red, green, bipolar, one leg, one eye. I don't care what it is. I mean, seriously, it got me heated. Let's move on to some more hot mess news. We got a lady that called in to the White House and said that she was going to kill Barack Obama. Yes, she did. That ain't funny. And she is black. And Christina is on my Facebook page, you guys. And Denai, if you could post it into the chat room, that would be wonderful for you guys to click on the video. But here's the situation with Miss Christine. She was calling the White House line to complain about the law because her four children were taken away from her from the ages of 2 to 17. Christina has a mental disability. So Child Protective Services removed her kids from the home basically because she has this mental disability. So she was calling in to get the law changed so she can be able to get her kids back. And basically what happened is she got frustrated on the line and she said she's going to kill Obama. So now they have arrested her, of course, because she's calling the White House and complaining. And they have her locked up right now. And the family members and friends are reaching out for Christine's release because she has a mental disability. I don't think that she should be locked up. I don't think that her children should be taken away unless there has been proof that the kids were physically abused or they were in a dangerous situation. I believe that Christine needs some counseling and some support, some services. All this money that we kick out, all this money that we pay in taxes, all this money that's gained with all these organizations, I'm trying to figure out, why wasn't Christine offer any mental help? I want to get your feedback on this. Okay, let's start with you.
Wow, that's definitely a sad situation, and mental disorders is definitely nothing to definitely something that needs to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And it's quite unfortunate that she got locked up, and I also think, too, that we need to get her the help that she needs and try to get her back to her kids. Yes, it's a real, real sad situation. And I know with Obama being in the White House and him being the first black president, I know he's a target, so I know you got to take that seriously, too, because there's a whole lot of, like, really, really crazy, disturbed people out there that has it out for Obama, but at the same time, they need to try to get these people help. And
I don't think that she would have lashed out like that if she had her kids. No matter what type of mental disability that you have, some are worse than most. Some are, you know, are not in good condition. I work with the elderly. You know, some of my patients have dementia. They have Alzheimer's disease. Some of them can't remember. Some of them are violent. But you have to handle them with care, and you have to understand. I don't really think that she would have threatened the president if they would have listened to her. I'm not saying that she's right for saying that she wanted to kill Obama, and Obama does have a lot of enemies. But I know one thing, he got 99 problems, but Mitch ain't one. You have a problem with your campaign, I feel bad for you, son. Obama is right back in it, another 4-year term. But I really think that she wouldn't blast it off like that if they would have just worked with her and let her see her kids and have her kids. Tilden, let's bring you in for you to chime in on this right here.
Yeah, I think Phil's having like phone issues right now. Hey, but can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
If, I just want to say real quickly, if people don't get out and vote this November, it's going to be a whole lot of more issues she's going to be having with once Romney gets in the White House. And once Ryan gets in the White House. So definitely everybody get out there and vote and this November and she was trying to give Obama another 4 years.
I think Obama is definitely going to be in there. Jay Big, call at us on this situation right here, Situation Station.
What up? I mean, you know, I think that I think she lashed out because Mitt Romney outsourced all of the help overseas and she ain't got no help, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing. You know, I had to put a sense of humor into it. They just try, you know, anything negative, they stick it to Obama, you know. They say it's Obama's fault, you know, if it's anything like that, you know what I mean? They try to put Obama down. You know, if it rained tomorrow, it's Obama's fault. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's old to me, like, you know, the dude came in, he inherited everything that Bush did before him and whatnot, and they know that the country was so messed up that wasn't nobody going to fix it in 4 years. You know, they pretty much, they set this black man up for the fall, you know, they set him up for the fall, for real, you know. They know wasn't nobody, wasn't no black man, white man, Asian man, whatever man, what coming in, Chinese, Mexican, Hispanic, whatever, wasn't no president coming in after Bush going to fix that in 4 years, so... It's just stupid to me. I just let that blow in the breeze. Like I'd be like, you know, when they open them polls up, I'd be the first one in line. You feel me?
Hey, let me just say real quick that when Obama was first elected, like the day after, the Republicans had this secret meeting where they basically said they was gonna do everything in their power. Make Obama only be in for 4 years. They're going to block whatever he tries to do, like all of that, just so he can be. Because
you think about it, like the history of time. You think about it. They had a white man in office, right? And they had good white presidents, bad white presidents, great, sucky, you know, whatever white president. They was like, all right, it's so messed up. Let's put this black dude in there, and when he can't fix it. They'll say the black man is incapable of running the country. You see what I mean? So it's all a conspiracy to me, at least to me. You know what I mean? But let me shut up because I don't want to get the station shut down. You know what I mean?
Y'all know what happened last time Illuminati came up in here. Illuminati, come on up in here because I ain't gonna do nothing but start the show over.
That guru joint, yeah, Illuminati.
Guru was right. Guru said Illuminati. Illuminati come up in here. I ain't worried about you because I got a bigger God than you, baby. I'm sorry.
Amen.
A bigger God.
Hey, Ebony B, do that election show, definitely give me a call because I definitely want to be on that.
Oh, yeah. What show? Say that again, I didn't hear you.
I say, would you do that presidential election show, like close to the election? Definitely hit me up, because I definitely want to be on that.
Cool. Well, we'll definitely make that happen. We definitely want to be able to educate and regulate our people. We're coming up with the Educate and Regulate session in about 5 minutes. But Denai, I want to go to you and get your feedback on Christine and the story and her whole situation.
Well, had to be black on it, didn't it?
So what? Yeah, I know you set it off. I set it off.
So I mean, because she has a mental disability, she should get the proper need to be in a proper facility. She should not go to jail because she's officially crazy, but she needs to get the proper medication and the proper services so she can sustain and, you know, and be a mother to her children.
I think think the one issue that this does, of course, bring up is the fact that after having this kind of publicity to it, what is the judge going to say about having their kids now? You know, like, and that's where it becomes a whole different issue. Now there is a question of, well, can she handle her children? And that's where this becomes so sad.
But locking her up ain't going to change anything. This woman has a mental disability. There should be some counseling in place. And I wanted to say this because LK, you know, brought this, helped me to overstand a couple of things. And I want y'all to use this word, overstand. When you overstand something, you have unlimited information. When you understand something, you have limited information. So it's time for us to start overstanding some things around here. But the whole situation about voting, they are trying to scrutinize, of course they've been scrutinizing the voting situation. Now they're saying college students can't use their college IDs to vote, but you can bring your gun permit and vote. That's ridiculous, you guys. Like, really take the time out, my people. Everybody, start reading your ballots. When you get your voter, you register at every government agency now. They doing it urbanly. Everybody is doing it. So take the time out to read what you signing your name on and giving your information to. And when you get that packet in the mail, the ballot and everything, and got all the representatives for the people who you can vote for, the mayor, the councilman, the councilwoman, do some research on these people. Don't just be voting for them because of what you think you like.
Right.
If you don't know who your mayor is in your city, swap yourself. If you don't know who your councilman and councilwoman in your city, swap yourself. Right now, just haul back and reach back and slap yourself because you're not making it no better for none of us and somebody needs to slap you back to reality. So I want you guys to really pay attention when it comes to this voting situation. Our votes do count. Don't let nobody tell you that our votes don't count because, you know, we have a lot of people out there with the attitude of saying, you know, our votes don't count.
Exactly.
It's really any day. You know.
That's a lie.
It ain't gonna mean nothing. You know, it is a setup. Don't get me wrong, it's a setup. But if we try to be a part of the solution rather than part of the problem, then we might get somewhere. We just might get somewhere.
True.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think a lot of people don't realize what work, what it took to get Obama elected in the first place. I don't think people realize that there were people that that gathered lawyers to go to each voting poll to make sure that they actually did, you know, they actually went by the laws. Now this is they're trying to change the laws, and they're trying to make it so incredibly hard to vote. If you know that you can vote, it matters. I mean, Go, like DFAB said, go to a campaign office. Go to a community meeting. Meet these people. It's election time. Everybody, you will never see more politicians in your life than you will see in the next 70 days. Because everybody is going to, you're going to see your congressman, you're going to see your state senators. Everybody will be at any community meeting, any big event. Go to them. Meet these people. Decide if you really want them to run your city. You know, people that the judges, they control your juvenile justice system. You really want these people in office. Check out who these people are. Meet with them. Like I said, and the way to really get to know a politician is to volunteer in their campaign office. Because that's when that whole facade that they have for the general public goes away. And you see if they're genuine or if they're on some other stuff. Trust me.
I definitely agree with that. LK, you have something you wanted to say?
I just want to say, just definitely get out and vote. I mean, if you just sit at home and don't vote, that's what they want you to do.
Exactly.
And, let me just say, too, I was kind of, like, disappointed when I heard, what's his name, Kendrick Lamar, when he said that he's not voting and he doesn't vote. Because I'm just thinking to myself, he's falling right into the trap of what they want us all to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is to sit home when it comes November and just sit home and, like, watch these crazy reality shows.
Right.
And go out and vote. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, and it's about reality. They all chopped and screwed. You know, big shout out to Wendy Williams, man. And rest in peace to Chris Lighty. Man, I'm so sorry, Chris Lighty. You was a legend. A legend.
Yep.
Chris Lighty, you know, unfortunately, MTV reports that Chris Lighty has killed himself. This was on the morning of August the 30th. For those who don't know who Chris Lighty is, Chris Lighty had a brought a lot of our legends in the game. Mariah Carey, Violators, the whole Busta Rhymes movement. You know, Chris Lighty had a lot of, so he had a big impact with his branding and management. He's actually one of my mentors on branding and managing artists and promoting them and getting the music out and getting effective things done for them. So, you know, rest in peace to you, King. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you so much. And it's crazy because I was that close to getting to him to network with him. That's one of my mentors, yo. And it kind of hurts because he's gone now. And when you work so hard to get to someone with so much education and so much pride and so much knowledge behind them, and unfortunately he took his life. Why he took his life, I don't know, you guys. I don't know how the whole situation came about. But we pay homage to him. And I just want to have a moment of silence for Chris Lighty, y'all. Rest in peace, Chris Lighty. Word up. Okay, you got any comments you want to give on Chris Lighty?
Yeah, I was, like, sad when I first heard that because Chris Lighty has definitely had a big influence on this whole music game. And, I was reading somewhere that he was the one that put the deal together with 50 Cent and Vitamin Water, and that's, like, huge. That's huge.
You're right. That definitely is huge, man. We're about to get into a mix right now. And before we go, I just want to give a big shout-out to Sunset Terrace Music for coming through. You guys are welcome back. Anytime the Diva Spot Radio. The only thing now, when you come back the second time, you got to get your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
Hey, Diva B, real quick, can we get some shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, my bad, baby. Go ahead and give some shout-outs.
Okay, first of all, let me get a shout-out to my two partners, Chilton Jackson, Jay Biggs. They're great to work with. Great work ethic. Very dope lyricists. I just want to get a shout out to them, and also I'm gonna get a shout out to Track Cutters, Dirty Red. I'm gonna get a shout out to CG. He got a new album coming out, Back to the Future. The whole DMV family, Wicked City family, and Reggie Mack. And Jay, who you wanna get a shout out to?
I mean, you know, I'm just like, you know, everybody, you mentioned all of the above, and, you know, the whole just Nightbreed Entertainment fam, and you know, my homie, big homie, DJ Genius, you know what I mean? And, just all the kings and queens, man, just, you know, all the people that's trying to advance and advance their kingdom, advance themselves, advance their lives, and that set us back, man.
Ooh.
That definitely was good, man. We definitely appreciate you guys coming through tonight. You got some shout-outs?
Definitely. Huge shout-out to everybody that on the show tonight. Much love to Diva Spot Radio, Diva Ebony B, the entire team, Tech, HME, G-Slate, everybody. Huge shout-out to my family in Chicago, Nuts360, the CIO Talented, Star Sounds Inc., every artist that has rocked Chicago stages and doing the damn thing and doing it with a positive impact. Love y'all.
Most definitely, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to Step Your Game Up Saturday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. I want to give a big shout out to all of my followers because all my followers are leaders. So shout out to all 6,490 of you guys. I appreciate it. All my Facebook fam, everybody that tuned in live from their phones, DeviceLawRadio.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, PhenomenalRadio.com, TuneInRadio.com. Also, Diva Spa Radio is proud to present and syndicate HME Radio, Slow It Down Tuesdays, and also the Covenant Cafe on Sundays with Poetic Lace and Mr. Lamont, and also proud to syndicate the D Hour Show on Celebrity Thursdays. So y'all make sure y'all check out each of these shows. All you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com to get show times and airs. We're going to go and get into this hot mix by DJ Suede. This is a Mary J. Blige and Aaliyah mix. This is for your listening pleasure. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Yo, check 1, 2.
This is the Mix Me Up Radio.
Mix Me Up Radio.
Mix Show with DJ. DJ Suede. In the mix.
In the mix with Mr. Live in the mix, DJ Sway, what's up?
attack. Hugs and kisses, love but don't lack. Deja vu of me hugging you, holding you, and squeezing you. Memories reminding me of you.
Someone to carry me. I'm gonna cry, 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 cry. me up, eat me up, eat me up.
Mac land for fat folk out the frame. Fuck,